Chapter 5. Things are changing. The bus driver called the police, and they arrested Rosa. Now, Rosa had to go to court and fight for her rights. Soon, many important Black activists heard about Rosa's case. Martin Luther King Jr. was one of them. He and the NAACP decided to start a bus boycott, and they told everyone about the plan. African Americans are going to stop using the buses in Montgomery from December 5, 1955, they said. Black people listened and started getting ready to fight for their civil rights. Rosa went to court on the day the boycott began. There were 500 people outside the court. "We are here for you," they shouted. Now, Rosa felt strong. "I can do this," she thought. She came out of court 30 minutes later. She had to pay $14 because she fought against unfair bus segregation laws. Rosa did not pay, and the case went to the highest court in the country. 7053. The police arrested Rosa. Equality now! Rosa fought for her rights in court. The people of Montgomery were ready for the boycott. On the morning of December 5th, about 40,000 Black people began walking. They walked to work and school. They walked to church and the shops. Many Black people did not have cars, and they had to walk for hours and hours to their jobs. Some Black people had cars, and they drove their friends and family to work or school. The boycott was very difficult, but Black people did not stop fighting. They wanted the courts and racist white people to listen. They wanted to sit in any seat on the bus, and they wanted to see Black drivers on city buses. They also wanted white people to be nicer to them on the buses. For 381 days, more than 1 year, Black men, women, and children did not take the bus in Montgomery. The buses stopped getting money, and white people were very angry. Racist white people attacked Black people. Rosa, Raymond, and a lot of other Black people had to stop working because they were part of the boycott. No one wanted to work with them. Black people walked everywhere because of the boycott. Then, things started to change. On November 13th, 1956, the highest court in the country decided that bus segregation could not be part of the law. Now, black people in Alabama could sit in any seat on the bus. In December 1956, black people stopped their boycott of the buses in Montgomery. Everyone started calling Rosa Parks the mother of the civil rights movement. The Montgomery bus boycott was one of the largest protests against racial segregation in the world. And it all started because Rosa did not give her seat to a white person on a bus.